Decoding the way she touches you, her body contact gestures explained. Hey there, it's Anna. Today we're diving into the tantalizing world of touch, specifically the secret meanings behind the way a woman puts her hands on you. I'm talking about those subtle, sometimes fleeting moments of physical contact that can leave you wondering, was that just a friendly gesture or is there something more going on here? Because let's face it, gentlemen, when it comes to decoding the language of attraction, sometimes actions speak louder than words. But fear not, because I'm here to be your trusty translator, your guide through the often confusing landscape of female flirtation. By the end of this video, you will be equipped with the knowledge to read her body language like a pro, to understand the difference between a platonic pat and a sultry stroke. Before we go on, if you are curious about improving your dating skills, why not reserve a free strategy call with one of our expert coaches? Just click the link below. The light hand touch. First up, let's talk about the most common and often most confusing form of flirtatious touch, the light hand touch. You know the one, you are mid-conversation and suddenly you feel her fingers graze your arm or a gentle hand on your shoulder. What does it mean? Well, my curious compadre, more often than not, a light touch like this is a sign that she's comfortable with you and potentially even attracted to you. Think about it, most people aren't going around casually caressing their platonic pals, right? There's a certain level of intimacy and affection implied in even the briefest of touches. A light touch could be her way of testing the waters, gauging your reaction to her physical proximity. It's like she's saying, hey, I'm enjoying our connection and I'm not afraid to show it. Are you feeling this too? So how should you respond to a delicate digit dance? My advice, match her energy. If she's giving you a light, flirty tap, feel free to return the gesture with a playful nudge or a gentle squeeze of her hand. Show her that you are picking up what she's putting down, but keep it classy and respectful. And if the touches start becoming more frequent or lingering, well, that's a pretty clear green light that she's digging your vibe, my dude. Proceed with cautious optimism and always, always with consent. Lingering hugs. Next up, let's talk about the power of a prolonged embrace. Sure, a quick platonic hug is a common greeting among friends, but when those hugs start lasting a little longer than strictly necessary, that's when things start getting interesting. Picture this, you are saying goodbye after a stellar date, and as you're leaning for the customary end of night hug, you feel her linger. Her arms stay wrapped around you for a beat longer than usual, her body pressed against yours in a way that feels significant. What's a fella to make of that? 9 times out of 10, a lingering hug is a sign that she's savoring your closeness, reluctant to let the moment and you go. It's a non-verbal way of saying, I feel a connection with you, and I'm not quite ready for our time together to end. Now, as with all things in the subtle art of flirtation, context is key. A prolonged hug from a long-lost friend might not carry the same romantic weight as one from a potential love interest. But if you've been vibing all night and her farewell embrace feels decidedly more than friendly, it's safe to say there's some sparks aflying. So, how do you handle a lingering hug without coming across as creepy or over-eager? Simple, let her take the lead. If she's initiating the prolonged contact, let yourself sink into the moment, savoring the feel of her in your arms. But always be prepared to release her at the first sign of discomfort or pulling away. And if you are the one initiating the hug, keep it warm but brief and pay attention to her body language. If she's melting into you like a popsicle in July, feel free to linger a moment longer. But if she's stiff as a board or pulling away, take the hint and respect her boundary, my guy. Accidental brushes. The accidental brush. Is there anything more simultaneously thrilling and confounding in the world of flirtatious touch? It's the ultimate mixed signal, leaving you wondering, did she mean to do that, or am I just a human bumper car? But here's the thing, gents. 9 times out of 10, if a woman is consistently finding ways to accidentally make physical contact with you, it's no accident at all. Sure, the first brush of her hand against yours as you reach for the popcorn could be a coincidence, but if it keeps happening throughout the movie, at the dinner table, during your walk in the park, that's a pattern, my dude. So what exactly is the message behind these seemingly unintentional caresses? More often than not, it's a subtle way of saying, I crave closeness with you, but I'm not quite bold enough to make a grand overt gesture. It's a way of testing the waters, of gauging your receptiveness to her touch without risking outright rejection. And let's be real, there's something undeniably sexy about the accidental brush. The fleeting nature of the contact, the coy glances that often accompany it, the unspoken but palpable tension, it's like a secret language of desire, a private conversation between your bodies. So how do you respond when you find yourself on the receiving end of an accidental graze? Lean into it, both figuratively and literally. If her hand brushes yours, let your fingers linger for a beat before pulling away. If her thigh grazes yours under the table, don't recoil like you've been burned, stay put and let the contact simmer. Show her that her touch is welcomed, even desired, and watch as those accidents become decidedly more deliberate. Touching while laughing. Laughter is often said to be the shortest distance between two people, but when that laughter is accompanied by touch, that's when you know you are in flirtation territory, my friends. Picture this, you've just cracked a joke, an actually funny one, not one of your usual dad puns, and she's doubled over in stitches. But as she laughs, she reaches out and touches your arm, your shoulder, maybe even your knee. What's that about? Touching while laughing is a sign of intimacy, of a shared moment of joy and connection. It's her way of saying, I'm not just enjoying your wit, I'm enjoying your company, your presence, your entire being. The physical contact is a way of amplifying the emotional bond created by your shared laughter. Let's not overlook the fact that laughter itself is often a flirting tactic. Think about it, when we're attracted to someone, we tend to find them funnier than we might otherwise. So if she's cracking up at all your jokes, yes, even the terrible puns, and fluctuating that laughter with physical contact, that's a pretty clear sign that she's picking up what you were putting down, my dude. So how do you capitalize on this giggle intimacy? Keep the laughter flowing, of course, but also don't be afraid to reciprocate the touch, always with respect to her comfort level, of course. If she touches your arm as she laughs, place your hand over hers for a moment. If she leans into you into a fit of giggles, wrap your arm around her shoulders and give a gentle squeeze. Show her that you are not just a comedian, you are a leading man, ready to sweep her off her feet with your charm and your touch. If today's video is proving useful, show your appreciation with a like and a comment. Also, take the next step by booking your free 1-hour strategy call with one of our coaches through the link in the pinned comment. Fixing your hair. Think about it, when a woman reaches out to smooth your cowlick, tuck a stray strand behind your ear, or brush a rogue eyelash from your cheek, she's sending a clear message. She's saying, I'm paying attention to you, to the little details that make you you. I want to take care of you, to be close to you in a way that goes beyond words. There's a tenderness to this gesture, a nurturing quality that might even make the most macho among as melt. It's a reminder that she sees you not just as a potential love interest, but as someone worthy of her affection and attention. Now, this isn't to say that every hair fix is a declaration of undying love. Context, as always, is key. A co-worker brushing dandruff off your shoulder is probably not a sign of secret passion. But if you're on a date or in a flirtatious setting and she goes out of her way to adjust your do, that's a pretty clear indication that she's into you and not just your choices. So next time you feel her fingers in your hair, don't duck away or swat her hand, lean into it. Let her know that you appreciate her touch, her attention, her care. Because in a world of pickup lines and grand gestures, sometimes it's a little moments of intimacy that speak the loudest. Pulling you closer. Finally, let's talk about the ultimate power move in the world of flirtatious touch, the pull-in. This is when mid-conversation or mid-flirtation, she physically draws you closer to her. Whether by your hand, your arm, or if you're really lucky, your waist. Gentlemen, if a woman is pulling you closer, she's not just trying to hear you better over the noise of the bar. She's making a bold statement, a physical declaration of her desire for closeness and connection with you. Think about the confidence it takes to initiate that kind of proximity. By pulling you into her personal space, she's saying, I'm not afraid to take the lead to show you exactly how much I want you close to me. It's a power move, but it's also an invitation, an unspoken but unmistakable come hither. Now, as with all forms of physical contact, it's crucial to read her body language and respect her boundaries. A gentle tug on your hand is one thing, a forceful yank that makes you spill your drink is another. Always be attuned to her comfort level and never assume that one instance of closeness is a blank check for unlimited invasion of her personal space. But if you find yourself being tenderly drawn into her orbit, don't resist that gravitational pull. Mirror her body language, leaning in closer while still maintaining a respectful distance. Meet her gaze with a smile that says, I feel this connection too and I'm all in. Because when a woman pulls you closer, it's not just closing the physical gap, she's opening the door to intimacy, connection, and maybe even love. All you have to do is walk through. And there you have it, gents, your comprehensive guide to decoding the secret language of female touch. What's next for you? Discover the sign she's claiming her interest in you, or learn the phrases women use when they are interested in a guy. Thanks for watching. Please like, comment, and subscribe for more.